Hey, so it's the beginning of a new year. A lot of baiters are setting New Year's resolutions. A few did try to quit, I saw. It's very interesting to see them, want to be banned from all their penis group chats and then, come around a few weeks, they come right back, they act like nothing happened, even though they're like, go ask the mods, hey, can you ban me? Or they ask someone, oh, can you make sure I don't come back here? And all these baiters, they try to quit, but the only thing that they should really try to quit is coming. It's the perfect time to start your cum denial journey right now. There are some baiters that are listening right now. They lost the ability to come years ago, and they're doing fine. They're watching porn, they're having a good time. You can be just like them. And because it's been a few days since New Year's, what do you really have to lose by starting your cum denial journey now? There's no pressure of saying like, well, I gotta wait until New Year's to come. It's like, no, we're a few days in, and you know what day you started cum denial, so you can just start right now. Just stay cum denied for the whole year. I've stayed cum denied since the New Year's. My last load was during New Year's Eve, and let me tell you, it's been 8 days. I feel amazing. I feel great, and to be quite honest, I kind of want to go uncum for the whole year, and I'm encouraging you to do that. I'm encouraging you to stay uncum, to deny yourself the pleasure of orgasm because it feels good. It feels better than orgasming. Like when you forget the pleasures of cum denial, it's easy to just sort of slip back into the sperming mentality, and that's not good for you. No, that really does dampen your masturbation addiction to a degree where it's not even enjoyable, in my opinion. Like, you're always just chasing your next orgasm. You're always chasing that next dopamine rush when really you should feel that dopamine rush 24/7. I stayed cum denied. My record is 170 days. That's not that much compared to some of these masturbators. Some people, they're continuing their cum denial journey years out. They're continuing their cum denial journey from no cum November. You may think that the normal thing for you to do is to go sperm, go out, find somebody to fuck and just blow your load into them, but really that's not what you should do because you're not normal anymore. This idea of cum denial is not natural. You're supposed to go out and spread your seed, but instead you're fucking staying inside, edging all day, all night, looking at porn for hours at a time, just playing with yourself. The reason why I'm saying you should start cum denial right now if you're not doing cum denial already is that even if you are a spermer, it'll make you way more thankful for every orgasm because you know that every orgasm isn't promised. All these cum denialists, they get that little itch in the part of their brain that says, oh, you should sperm now because tomorrow isn't promised. But really, staying cum denied helps you look to the future. It helps you set a goal for yourself, saying that you'll nut at the end of the year, and then you can choose to backpedal on that promise later. It helps you look to the future for that future day where you're cum denied as well. You're not signing up to not come. That's a double negative. You get to not come. It's a privilege because some people just can't hold it in. Some people are premature ejaculators, and they would fucking do anything for an ounce of your stamina. And so, just as some people are blessed with, big fat loads, big fat juicy loads shooting out of their cock, you're blessed with that amazing stamina of yours. You're blessed with this ability to stay on edge for days, weeks, months, hell, even years if you wanted to. And you know you can. You know you can do it. And that's why I'm saying this year is your year. You should fucking do it. You should fucking stay cum denied for the rest of the year, just staying cum denied, getting closer and closer to the edge every fucking day. Every fucking day, just watching more porn, just enjoying yourself, completely. That's what you should do. Yeah, look at all those bait captions. Look at all those goon captions that say don't come, and you listen to them. You listen to them seriously. Anything that tells you to come, you ignore it, okay? That's what you're going to do. You're just going to take those bait captions way too fucking seriously. You're going to look at them, read it. Every time it says don't come, you just take that shit so seriously. Take it to heart. Take that as somebody rooting for you. If any of those bait captions or goon captions says, come, sperm, splurt, splurt, you're going to just fucking ignore it. You're just going to use that as bait fuel, fucking edge fuel. You're going to let go of your cock and let it throb. You're going to rub your balls and say, no, I'm going to keep going on this cum denial journey. The reason why you should stay uncum for a whole year is very simple, too. For the stupid fucking baiters, you know, that lose track of what day it is, it's good for them because they no longer have to keep track of the days that they're uncum. They no longer have to keep track of that. They just have to remember what day they started, and that's it. There's no more, I'm going to stay cum denied for a week, but does that week start now or does it start tomorrow? No, none of that shit. You get to fucking just sit back and masturbate, knowing everything's taken care of. You know what day that you started. You know what day that you might choose to come, or you know what day is going to be your anniversary if you decide to go uncum for 2 years. Hell, like, you can do that too. You can go uncum for 3 years. Go uncum for the whole decade. Why not? You know, come, your next time you're going to come is going to be 2030. Doesn't that feel good? Doesn't that feel relaxing? It's one less thing you have to worry about. And that's the beauty of being uncum for the whole year. You don't have to think about where you're going to come. You don't have to think about what you're going to come to. It's just relaxing. It's just sit back, relax, and masturbate. I want you to stay uncum this year. I want you to start right now if you haven't already. You know, I'm fucking rooting for you. You can fucking do this shit. And once you stay uncum for a whole year, you're going to wear that shit like a badge of honor. It's going to be like running a marathon. You know, you ask any marathon runner, like, what was the 1,000th step like? They're not going to fucking know. They don't fucking care about each passing step. Just as you're not going to care about each passing stroke, each passing day. You're just going to be lost in the pleasure, and that's okay. I want you to get lost in the pleasure. I want you to continue your cum denial, even when I'm not here telling you to continue your cum denial. You know, I come in and I tell you, fucking stay cum denied. And I already know you are. I already know that there's some fuckers listening to this who are fucking cum denied. And they're fucking laughing. They're like, ha ha ha, he thinks a year is a long time. And you want to be like them. You're fucking jealous of them. Because cum denial is cool. Cum denial feels good. Cum denial is amazing. The chronic fucking masturbators, cum denial is one of the best things they can do this year. So really take that to heart. Really take what I said and all the encouragement that I'm giving you. All this permission that I'm giving you to just, you know, be a chronic fucking masturbator and don't fucking come. You're gonna love it. You know, if you have sex or if you're going out to a bathhouse or glory hole, if somebody asks for your load, you're just gonna walk away. Just gonna get your clothes on and just leave. Because cum denial is way more important than a single person. It's way more important than anybody's desire, including your own, to come. It's way more important than that. It's a higher cause, it's a higher purpose. It's penis controlling you. It's your balls controlling you to just feel pleasure. It's hijacking your genitals, your muscles, your pleasure center, and just redirecting it towards yourself. Yeah, that's what you need to do, is just take control by controlling your load, never letting a drop leak out. And if a drop does leak out, just tell yourself it's okay. It didn't count. You just keep fucking masturbating. Just keep fucking rubbing. But just know the pleasure of staying cum denied for an entire year, the pleasure of waking up every day with a hard, throbby, leaky erection, it's way more powerful than any orgasm that you will ever experience. And even if you do make it to that day, it's going to change you irreparably. You're going to be stuck wishing that you could be cum denied even after you orgasm. You're going to regret your decision to orgasm if you choose to do so. Believe me, I stayed cum denied for 170 days. The second I fucking nutted, I was so full of regrets. And I don't want you to live a life of regrets. I want you to live a life of cum denial. And so just really give in to my messaging. Just really set up the time, set up the place, to say this is my last orgasm. have your orgasm, and then never have another one again.